Well, Cruz, going to the number one qualifier with a run of 387.5 at 326 miles an hour. Your first number one qualifier since 2015. It's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even realize it was that long ago. Those years have flown by. But, we've been steady and knocking on the door. And we were definitely trying. I would be lying if we said we weren't. He was JC, my crew chief, John Collins, was definitely thought, you know, there's great rewards with the field the way it is, the brackets, that it'd pay off to get that number one spot to, you know, just to get the right side of the ladder. You know, sometimes winning these races, you know, you got to get on the right side of the ladder, avoid the you know, the big hitters until the later rounds. And that it worked out. I mean, it couldn't have worked out better. The car was responding. It's been responding the last six races. We just didn't notice it as much, but man, I tell you, the car is so, I don't know that I've driven a car as consistent as this Snap-on Dodge Hellcat, but it's really you know, it's not easy to drive. The thing wants to hunt around there, but it's making you know, it's going places, that's for sure.
What does this do confidence wise heading into Sunday? Obviously hoping to start the countdown off on a nice foot.
Well, you know, it doesn't change my confidence at all. I you know, where you come from, you get used to qualifying where you qualify, and then you just kind of come out and do battle. You know, for me, it was more, you know, the points are important. Obviously, you know, and it's nice for the team. It's a nice feather in their caps that we can, you know, after three runs, everybody had the same track conditions, for us to come out on top really says a lot about the team and JC, and really, you know, that we have the parts and equipment and the car and all the things as a single car team to go out and go head to head with some of these guys. So, you know, for that perspective, it's great.
Sorry, at Brainerd, you posted your quickest career last time run. You came within a hair today with that run. Does that show the consistency as well?
Yeah, it does. I mean, Pat, it's a great question. I mean, you know, the track's similar to Brainerd. We're not up in the altitude as much. There's a lot of trees, a lot of oxygen here, so different atmospheric conditions. So really, for the fact that we can come out and really run pretty close to what we ran in Brainerd, you know, in different conditions, it really says a lot about it. Again, it goes back to JC, and not just JC, but all the guys that work on the car, you know. Rip Reynolds is a great assistant, and Ryan, the car chief, and just really the guys that assemble the car. You know, you got to meticulously put the car together. It's like a puzzle. You know, all the pieces have to be right, or it will not go fast. Believe me, I've been through that before.
Looking ahead to, you know, the countdown overall, we've got seven races in the countdown this year. Obviously, coming in on a good note. What's it going to take to be successful?
It's going to take, you know, I'm going to go cliche a little bit on you here. It's going to take winning the rounds. You know, that's the key. The rounds are what's going to build the points. Everybody would like to win. I mean, who wouldn't? There isn't a guy out here that doesn't want to win. But it's going to be turn on win lights. You really try to get in the late rounds. Our approach is going to be no different. You know, like I said, it's nice. But after we wake up tomorrow, you know, we put our yellow hats away. You know, it's about performing round by round and just, you know, yeah, we're back to square one again. But like I said, it does it help that we have a consistent car? Absolutely. That's what wins the rounds, is a consistent car and a consistently fast car. But, you know, there'll be guys, you know, coming after us, but we'll just have to answer the bell and just keep coming out swinging.
You guys prove you could win. You know, obviously you get the win in Norwalk. You guys have raced well all year. Does that add to the confidence this time of year? You've got a group that knows.
Yes,
how to win.
Absolutely. I think the win in Norwalk is going to really be the difference, because mm-hmm. you know, we can close the show. We closed it there, and you know, we came close a couple other times and mm-hmm. lost a close race in Brainerd there, but a couple weeks ago to Hagen. But the confidence level is good. But you know, every day is a new day. You know, you wake up and you know, sometimes you're feeling it, sometimes you don't. But I definitely know that that I'm up for the challenge. I know the team is. They're all excited. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, the great part about all these races, you just don't know what's going to happen. There's some great cars out there. But at least for this day and this weekend, so far, so good for the Snap-on team.
Yep, absolutely. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, congratulations.
All right, man. Appreciate it.